It's a really sad day for a lot of people all around the world. It's a really sad day for the Brian family. I want to start the podcast sending my love and sympathy and condolences to the Brian family and to the family of the people that have lost their life in that tragic airplane crash that happened last night. I guess yesterday morning, probably, where I'm in the UK, the time's obviously is different from the US. So, wow, my heart is really heavy. Although I never knew the person personally, I never met Kobe Bryant. I don't think you, in order for you to feel some type of way for the loss of individuals, I don't think you have to be their friends or family, or you have to know them personally. When great souls leave the world, your spirit feels it, because we are all connected. We are all connected with the source. We are all connected with each other. And just like when Nipsey passed away, that was heavy on a lot of us because of the great human that he was and the great inspiration and legacy that these legends lives on earth. And that shows that regardless what you do, regardless your passion, when you follow your purpose, you can still inspire. You don't have to be a preacher. What I'm trying to say is, you don't have to be a preacher to inspire. You can inspire people by doing what you love. Because when you do what you love, you become a better person. You become a great person. You become a greater version of yourself. And you become a great example of what a human can do, regardless of the obstacles, regardless of anything. And my heart is, and I think the heart of us all is heavy because of how it happens. There is really no words to describe the pain that I feel for the family, the people that he left behind, and also for the families of the other people that have also was involved in this tragedy. I want all of us to come together and pray and send our positive thoughts and our positive energy. And I want to pray to the Lord that he gives reassurance, he gives hope to anyone that have lost somebody. To anyone that's ever lost somebody and doubt that they will ever see them again. Before I started this episode, I asked God to give me the message, a message to give to you all. And the message is to tell you all, to reassure you all that all is well, that this is not the end, that this is not it. You see, we don't understand the ways of God because we don't have the mind of God. And we don't have his vision, we don't have the power that he has, it has. Because God is a powerful energy. Even naturally, we tend to give him, to associate God with the gender. And I believe we associate the gender with him because we see man as powerful, as strong, as the protector. But I guess it depends on how you feel about God. That's the energy that you receive. It can be a motherly energy and it can be a fatherly energy. these are timing where things are really changing drastically. Things are really happening fast in front of our eyes, all over the world. Regardless if you come from a small country, big country, regardless where you are right now in the world, you can feel, and I'm sure you know, that there's something that is changing. We don't know what it is, and naturally we fear for it. So I'm here to tell you that we should have no fear. Have no fear. Just keep praying and have faith, because prayers works, and prayers is what keep us together, and prayers is what keep us elevated in the light of the Lord and the Creator. And people pass away every single day. There's someone dying every single day, every minute, every second. And, you know, we think that this is forever. This is it. You know, after this, there's nothing else. Well, this is just a temporary stop. After this, we're going to move on to a next level, next stage. I guess that depends on the work that you've done here. You know, the saddest part, I guess, is more how things happened, you know, how the events has come to an end. Because when someone passed away and they're ill, or, you know, they might pass away in their sleep, or in a, let's say, in a more soft way, if there's such a way, it's not as tragic as when something like that happens, when accidents happens, or when souls get taken by the hands of other people. Tragedy happens. It's more hard to digest that. But if you want to look at the positive side of it, a man like Kobe that managed to raise a family, being a champion, a great father of brothers for so many, and just a leader. He definitely had the chance to enjoy life in the way that he desired and more. And his family are forever being left with his legacy, with everything that he was, with everything that he implemented in his family, and his wife, and his kids. Like him, there's so many other family members, fathers, that unfortunately leave wives and kids behind. And it's just really hard to deal with such situation, especially when you have to explain your kids that your father, their father, your husband is no longer there. It always comes hard to explain it with words, because we don't really know what to say. But what we want to do, we want to reassure. And it is hard. It is hard because when things like that happen, I think of the whole world and how we conduct ourselves towards each other. That you see, life is really short, and we hold on to grudges and pain towards other people that we may never see again. We may never talk to them again, feel them or touch them. And all of that because of our ego, and our pride that at times seems to be taking over our emotions and ability to empathize. No matter what, I repeat, you don't have to have the same blood. You don't have to share the same blood. You don't have to share the same family member. You don't have to share anything with another person for you to be feel empathy towards them. You know, I hear a lot of time people that says, oh, you know, it's not happening to you. Why are you sad? Well, really, it's happening to all of us. Because when things happens like that, it happens because these events are happening because they have to shake something in the humanity, shake something in your heart and in your spirit. And that is all to create unity and love. Don't take life for granted, regardless of fame, regardless of your label, regardless of your status, regardless of the amount of money you have. In the eyes of God, we are all equal, we are all the same, and we are all going to return home to the one that created us. We own to eat everything, our lives, our blessings, we own it to eat. If we don't have God, we have no life. You can be alive, but you can be dead. And you can be dead, but be alive. Because the soul is more powerful than the body. And regardless, it will live forever in an infinite. I want to urge you all to be kind to one another, to love more each other, to respect each other, have empathy, regardless of who they are, regardless if you know them or you don't know them personally, have empathy for the world. These are timing of big changes. And you know, great people, great leaders have passed away in the past, but it's hitting us more now because the world is evolving so fast and we've done so much. We've destroyed so much. We've done so much evil work that now everything is catching up to us. And unfortunately, we still need to understand that God does what he does because he knows what he's doing. And mainly it's to inspire us all to love unconditionally. We can love unconditionally like God does, but we can love to a very deep extent, to unconditional love. And that can only happen when we feel, when we put ourselves in other people's shoes. When you can do that, you can feel other people's pain like it's yours, just like I feel it. I feel like I've lost someone that I know, but the world have lost a great soul. That's why I feel some type of way, because we don't have many great leaders in the world. We don't. Because people that want to do great things and do good seems to be always want to give up because it can get really hard. So to be able to break the chain, to be able to start something new, to be able to be elevated above everything regardless, to have that faith to keep going and to become who God wants you to be, it's not easy. It takes courage, it takes faith, it takes a lot of forgiveness, it takes a lot of pain, it takes a lot of love, it takes a lot of dedication, a lot of discipline, a lot of gratitude. And that can be very hard. So because we don't have many great leaders, and I talk for the Black community, when we lose the ones that are leaders, we feel it because they are powerful. And that should make you realize how powerful you are as an individual, how powerful we all are together. For us to feel some type of way towards another individual, why? It's because of the power and the energy they gave to the world and the goodness they've done, the knowledge, the wisdom they left. It's hard to digest. It's very hard. So really, Kobe, you have inspired this episode today because people never talk about death. It's such a scary thing for the humanity to think about that. And in my thoughts, for what I think and for what I learn and for what I know, I'm not saying I'm right, I'm not saying I'm wrong, it's just simply my thoughts. We find it hard because we don't see the people that we love anymore, and we don't feel like we can obviously talk to them anymore or go out with them and just be with them. That just to have that physical touch, that physical contact, that feeling is missing. And we don't feel that nothing can ever replace that. But that is simply because we don't know that there's more to this. And because we don't know for a fact, we know that that's this life. We are here now. So to think that there's something else and that life continues somewhere else, for a lot of people is more of a fiction and just a good story to make you feel good about death. We need to celebrate the people that have been called to the source. Celebrate them. Celebrate their presence, celebrate where they left. And we need to be grateful to God that He gifted us with amazing people that changed our world and made it better and gave us great emotions. I can't imagine the pain that that woman is going through, to lose your husband and your child at the same time. You know, it's very hard and very painful. Very painful. I'm not a mother, I'm not a wife, but I can feel her pain. And I don't think it will ever go away. It can never go away. There will always be a void that no one and nothing can ever fill until the day they will all meet each other again. Until then, you live with acceptance, that to know that it is what it is, and God has always a greater plan, a bigger plan. And it never intends to break our heart and to separate us from the people that we love. Don't ever, ever think that God doesn't love you because your father, your mother, your sisters, your brothers, your child, your cousin, your friends have passed away. and you feel like it's a punishment towards you. It's not a punishment. And you don't have to, think that God doesn't love you or God doesn't exist because these things are happening. Listen, this is part of life. It's part of life. We live and we die. Just like we come to this world, then we leave this world and we go to the next. We evolved. And in fact, those that have passed away and they're no longer here, they don't feel no type of pain, but they are in peace. They are in the presence of light, of eternal love. That is the greatest reward of all. That, as I repeat, we cannot understand. And we probably can never will understand until we are in that dimension. And, you know, what's most important for me to tell you guys is to make that phone call. Tell that person that you love them and you miss them. Say sorry, even if you feel like you didn't make the mistake and you have that pride. Make that phone call, send that message. You know, it doesn't mean that you have to recreate a relationship or a situation, but if you feel like there's something that you need to do, if you feel like that your heart is urging you to say sorry, to say I love you, to say I miss you, do that right now. Don't wait. Do not wait. People, don't take life for granted. Don't take the days that you up and you're healthy and you're strong. Do not take that for granted. Be grateful to God every single day for life. Just life itself is magical. Just life itself is a blessing. You don't need anything attached to it because you have life. You are whole. I repeat, this is not it. This is not the end. You are an eternal being. You have been designed by the Creator of eternal life. Things don't last forever in this world, in this planet, but there's somewhere else where forever exists. And I can reassure you that all the pain that you may feel right now for anyone that has ever passed away in your life will be refilled with joy, will be refilled with hope and reassurance. Do not lose faith in God, but use these times to recollect your thoughts, to learn a lesson, to reconnect with the people that you truly love, to let go of ego, to let go of any negativity that you have may attach to anyone that it may hurt you. Release them, wish them well, and send your love. Do not live life holding grudges towards anyone. It's just simply not worth it. And it comes at times where we all have to bow down to the Creator and realize that we are nothing without Him. We are nothing without it. You know? And is really calling for the world to pray hard, pray really hard, because more than ever we need to pray and celebrate life. celebrate life, celebrate the sky, celebrate water, celebrate the sun, celebrate the rain, celebrate the trees, the animals, celebrate the creations of God, celebrate your friends, celebrate your family, celebrate yourself. The message today is just really to give you hope. That's all I can hear is just hope. Humanity needs to hear, needs to know about hope and the infinite possibilities that there is after this life, that this is not it. Again, RIP to Kobe Bryant, his beautiful daughter, the people that lost their life in the helicopter tragedy, their family, their friends. May God bring them peace. May God give them acceptance. And may they be able to have a last touch with their loved ones in their heart. And I pray for everyone that is have lost someone right now in this moment that is mourning. I'm with you. God is with you. You are strong, and it's okay to mourn and be sad and cry and be desperate. That is part of the process, and it's right that you do so. I'm not saying that you should get over it. God understands our heart, and you need to do what you gotta do to heal from pain, especially the pain of losing someone. But time heals, time helps, time gives us acceptance, and we can only think again that God wanted to use him to inspire the soul to be great and to understand that no matter who you are, you will always return to God, and God only you shall return. Have a beautiful day, everyone. I wish you peace, love, and know that you are deeply loved no matter what. Regardless, you are deeply loved by the highest. And nothing that he does is for your bad. Nothing that he does is to hurt you, but it's for a greater plan. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.